Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 92 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,845 on turnover of 9.6 billion NT. Shares in Taiwan inched up on Thursday to close at a new high after recovering from early losses in the bellwether electronics sector, even as sentiment remained cautious ahead of the United States' release of its February producer price index later in the day. The financial sector was the main anchor, helping to stabilize the market, as some financial firms offered attractive dividend policies, and buying also rotated to some old economy stocks, giving the main board additional support. Minister of the Environment Xiu Fuxiong says a decision on carbon fee rates by a review committee may be delayed. Xiu announced in February that a decision on the rates would be made by the end of March, but now says there were no guarantees due to changes to the wider environment. The minister cited the expected raising of electricity rates in Taiwan in April and difficulties in Taiwan's petrochemical industry as factors. Many Taiwanese companies in the petrochemical industry are included in the 550 big emitters, emitting more than 25,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year that are to be charged carbon fees by the government. Xiu says the review committee is meeting for the first time today and will not yet have any final decisions. In international news, gunmen who kidnapped about 300 school children in Nigeria's Kaduna State last week are demanding a ransom for their release. Tessa McKende reports.
The gunmen, locally called bandits, made the request through a phone call to parents of the children. They have also given them a 20-day ultimatum to make the payment, failure of which the students will be killed. Last week's kidnapping incident is just one out of several in the country by gunmen who have made the act an enterprise. On Monday, about 60 other people were kidnapped in the state. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has ordered security agencies in the country to secure the release of all hostages. He also says no dime will be paid to the gunmen, in line with the country's policy of not paying ransom to kidnappers. Tessem Akende, Jos.
Caribbean officials say a plan to create a transitional presidential council is moving forward after a majority of Haitian parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with finding new leaders for the country. Officials said Thursday that the names were provided to a regional trade bloc known as CARICOM that is helping lead the transition. The names were submitted a day after Haitian politicians and influential figures bickered publicly about the plan and what names to submit, seemingly putting creation of the council at risk. Prime Minister Ariel Henry pledged to resign once the council is created. And Britain's High Court has ruled that an Australian computer scientist is not, as he claimed, the mysterious creator of the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Craig Wright has for years claimed that he was the man behind Satoshi Nakamoto, a pseudonym that masked the identity of the creator of Bitcoin. His claim was dismissed Thursday following a trial brought forward by the Crypto Open Patent Alliance, a nonprofit group of technology and cryptocurrency firms. The organization claimed Wright had created an elaborate false narrative and forged documents to suggest he was Satoshi and had terrorized those who questioned him. Wright, who attended the start of the 5-week trial, denied the allegations. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.